A Lovely Idol. Little Bobby Martin was the happiest little boy you ever saw. He was always happy, and when he wasn't happy, he was cheerful. He liked to sit outside and look at things. He especially liked looking at flowers and birds and clouds. This was something he really liked to do with his bestest friend in the whole world, Mr. Cuddly Bunny. Mr. Cuddly Bunny was a stuffed rabbit who had come to live with Bobby Martin and his family one Christmas. He was a fuzzy white rabbit with kind eyes and a great sense of fun that never degenerated into sardonic wit or cruel practical jokes. The two friends spent all their days, when they weren't helping old people or handicapped kids, sitting outside looking at things and smiling and laughing, although they never laughed at someone else's misfortune. One day, Mr. Cuddly Bunny had an idea. He suggested that Bobby and he go on a trip together to the wonderful enchanted land of fun. Mr. Cuddly Bunny told Bobby that he had been there before, and it was, as was suggested by its very name, both wonderful and fun, but he said that he had never really seen any hard evidence that would prove enchantment. Bobby thought that this was a perfectly wonderful idea, and so the very next day the two friends got on a greyhound bus that Mr. Cuddly Bunny said was headed for the wonderful enchanted land of fun, even though the little sign in the front said Regina. When they got to Regina, it became clear to Bobby that Mr. Cuddly Bunny, like a lot of stuffed rabbits, had a really terrible sense of geography, and that there was no way they were going to find the wonderful enchanted land of fun anywhere in the vicinity of the Queen City. Just when Bobby was on the verge of becoming, for the very first time, not happy, he spied a friendly-looking crow eyeballing them from across the street. Bobby decided to ask the crow for directions. The crow turned out to be a magical one, who had the amazing power of being able to recite distances between any two places in Canada. And not just major cities, either, like St. John and Abbotsford, but smaller places like Plum Coulee and White River. The only problem was that he knew absolutely nothing about roads or highways. He only knew distances as, well, cross-country. When Bobby asked him how to get to the wonderful enchanted world of fun, the crow looked at him quizzically and said, "I always thought it was the third star on the right and straight on till morning." That sounded good to Bobby, but Mr. Cuddly Bunny, who was considerably better read than Bobby, was sure that those were the directions to Neverland. "Whatever," the crow shrugged and sauntered off. Bobby was now decidedly not happy, and he had tired somewhat of Mr. Cuddly Bunny and his terrible sense of direction. To make matters worse, he was hungry and tired, and it had started to rain. Little Bobby Martin was now wishing he had not left his comfortable home to go on this fool's errand with a geographically impaired hare. And now, due to the rain falling freely on Mr. Cuddly Bunny's plush exterior, the coney was beginning to stink. Just as it appeared that the two former bosom chums had reached a serious parting of the ways, there appeared before them, as if by magic, a great big golden arch. This indicated that they had been magically transported to the great hub city of St. Louis. Now, if you have been to the bus depot in St. Louis and spoken to the old man who hangs out by the candy machines, then you will no doubt know that St. Louis is the real true home of the wonderful enchanted land of fun. And if the story of little Bobby Martin and Mr. Cuddly Bunny and their miraculous trip is not enough proof of enchantment for you, then I don't know what your problem is.